the top to the bottom, the depth of the darkness really appears, doesn't it? Interesting, you see. He says, one of you is going to betray me. And they kept saying, surely it is not I, Lord. Judas says, surely it is not I, Rabbi. Matthew won't let him say Lord, because that's a term of such honor, faith on who Jesus really is, you see. And he doesn't have that anymore. And so, that's the last text. And once again, we have the way the church does this. Look, part of the story we are going to listen to now over the next 3 days is the story of two traitors, Judas and Peter. One of them turned back to the Lord, totally forgiven, reinstated, made the leader, and then honored with a death like his Lord's. And that's supposed to encourage us. We can turn to the Lord and repent, weep for our sins, and be totally reinstated. There's no reason why not. None. Sometimes we have this haunting, well, you know, I've sinned a lot, and so, you know, I'll have to play second string. And the Lord is saying, don't underestimate my forgiveness. I can make you a saint if you want it. And we have the third of the four servant songs, as they're called. And this one is very interesting because it speaks of the suffering of the servant and the servant speaking for himself. When we get to the fourth song, somebody else is describing these sufferings. See, the Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them, that will encourage them. The Lord has given me this tongue, you see. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I might hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. And then you realize that this is not just early morning prayer. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. If you look at the synoptic account of the mockery of Jesus, it's redolent of all these words. They describe what happens to Jesus in the mockery in these terms, the servant terms. And then we have a deeper insight into the heart of Jesus. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The Father will sustain me through all this suffering, and I will not capitulate, I will not give in, I will do exactly what he wants, and I will die in an act of love, bearing all the sins of the world back to the Father to be forgiven. I am not going to move one inch from what the Father wants from me. You see. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Who wants to prove me wrong? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? So this prophet puts into these, you see, into the lips of this servant. Now, this is Jesus again speaking through the prophet's description of the servant. He is determined to carry out the Father's will. And all this mockery, all this torture, is not going to turn him from it. Huh? Yesterday we spent a lot of time on that notion, you know, that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. What can they do but kill me? They can mock me, they can do. But my Father is with me. And I am giving my life to the Father for the salvation of the whole world, and nothing is going to dissuade me. That's love. That's love. So, the graces that we can have as we go now through this liturgy and then through the others is the grace to understand Jesus. Who is he? Really, who is he? And what kind of a determination does he have? And why does he have it? Because he loves us so much that he wants us to be with him forever. And so he takes upon himself all the wickedness and darkness of the world and transforms it in an act of love, so that when he rises from the dead, we can rise and live a resurrected life, dying to sin and living to God. And that's this last servant song, you see. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. He knows how to speak to us today in a word that will encourage us, rouse us, stir us to deeper love, deeper concern for our neighbors, deeper concern for this whole world, deeper concern for the darkness that's coming. You see, we live by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And so, we have this last beautiful song, and we have the gospel where there's betrayal. But, you know, in the Eastern Rite, the formula for absolution, I don't know why it just comes to me now, but God, who through Nathan the prophet forgave David, confessing his sins, Peter, shedding bitter tears for his rebellion, the adulterous woman weeping at his feet, the prodigal son and the publican, is now, my brother, my sister, forgiving you all the sins of your life, in this world and in the next. And may he make you stand uncondemned before his awesome tribunal. Do you see how that formula just parades before us the unshakable determination of God the Father to forgive us? It's very beautiful, isn't it? God, who through Nathan the prophet forgave David, confessing his sins. You see, the prodigal son and the publican, and goes through the whole list, you see. God the Father's relationship to us is a story of forgiveness. And that's what this servant song is all about.